WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, Spark Plugs. This is your host, Jackson Reed, and welcome back to the Motivation Spark. Daily Boost in 5. Today, we're diving into something super crucial, how to cultivate that inner cheerleader, that voice in your head that's constantly rooting for you. We're talking about self-talk, folks. You know, those little whispers or sometimes shouts inside your mind that can either fuel your fire or put it out. Ever notice how one day you're conquering the world and the next you're second-guessing every move? A lot of that comes down to what we tell ourselves. So, let's get real for a minute. How many times have you caught yourself saying things like, I can't do this, or this is too hard? We all fall into those traps sometimes. But here's the kicker. Those statements are actually programming your brain for negativity and limiting your potential. Think of it like this, you wouldn't encourage a friend to give up before they even tried, right? So why would you do that to yourself? That's where positive self-talk comes in. It's about consciously choosing empowering words and phrases that uplift, motivate, and build your confidence. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Easier said than done, Jackson. Trust me, I get it. Changing ingrained thought patterns takes work. But with a little practice, it becomes a powerful tool in your arsenal. Here's the deal, folks, 5 key takeaways to help you level up your self-talk game. 1. Become aware. The first step is noticing those negative thought loops. Start paying attention to what you say to yourself throughout the day. Write them down if it helps. You'll begin to see patterns and recognize the triggers that set off those self-defeating thoughts. 2. Challenge negative thoughts. Don't just accept those negative voices at face value. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Often, our fears are based on assumptions, not facts. Challenge those assumptions and replace them with more realistic and positive perspectives. 3. Reframe your language. This is where the magic happens. Swap out those negative phrases for positive affirmations. Instead of I can't do this, try this might be challenging, but I'm going to give it my best shot. Instead of I always mess things up, say I'm learning and growing from every experience. 4. Practice gratitude. Taking time to appreciate the good things in your life can shift your mindset dramatically. Every day, list 3 things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be a delicious cup of coffee, a beautiful sunrise, or the support of a loved one. These little moments of gratitude can create a ripple effect of positivity throughout your day. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is huge. We're all human, and we make mistakes. Don't beat yourself up over them. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a friend. Remember, setbacks are opportunities for growth and learning. Let's say your boss just gave you a tough project deadline. You know it's going to be a challenge, right? You might feel overwhelmed and tempted to think, oh no, I can't possibly finish this on time. But hold on. Instead of falling into that negativity trap, try this. This is a challenging assignment, but I'm capable of meeting this deadline. I'll break it down into smaller tasks and focus on making steady progress. See the difference? You're acknowledging the difficulty while also affirming your ability to handle it. Remember, folks, developing a positive self-talk practice is like building any muscle. It takes consistent effort and dedication. But trust me, the rewards are well worth it. You'll feel more confident, empowered, and capable of achieving your goals. So, what's one thing you can start doing today to cultivate that inner cheerleader? Maybe it's replacing a negative thought with a positive affirmation or simply taking a few moments each day to practice gratitude. Remember, every small step counts. Keep pushing forward, keep believing in yourselves, and keep sparking your greatness. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little motivation today. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.